Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bannock, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. A Huron County woman has pleaded no contest to retail fraud second degree. Patricia Laverne Ventline received a sentence from Judge Ferris in Huron County District Court of fines and costs avoiding jail time and community service. The charge stemmed from a March 3, 2026 incident at the Bad Axe Walmart, where Ventline took 45 grocery items without payment and was intercepted in the parking lot. The court ordered $765 in total financial obligations, including $190 restitution for the perishable goods, with a $350 bond applied. $450 remains due by September 1st, 2026. Ventline is also banned from the Walmart store with potential arrest for returning without management approval. And the Michigan legislature is considering new restrictions on social media use for minors in the state. Legislation introduced Wednesday would block children under 16 from creating social media accounts, while teens between 16 and 18 would need parental permission to sign up. Supporters of the proposal say the measure is aimed at addressing mental health concerns tied to social media use among young people, including anxiety, depression, sleep problems, and self-harm. The legislation compares social media to products already restricted for minors, such as alcohol and tobacco. The proposal now moves through the legislative process and would require approval from both the Michigan House and Senate before reaching Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk for consideration. And a poor Huron man is facing multiple felony charges following an investigation involving alleged child sexually abusive material. Michigan State Police say 68-year-old William Harrison Endicott was arrested after investigators reportedly seized digital evidence during the case. Authorities say the investigation began after a Michigan Department of Corrections residence check connected to parole violations. Endicott has been charged with two counts of possessing child sexually abusive material and two counts of using a computer to commit a crime. He was arraigned Friday, May 8th, in 72nd District Court. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with our national, international news and our obituaries.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right, whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our national news. U.S. Coast Guard Academy holds annual commencement. The United States Coast Guard Academy celebrated its annual commencement ceremony in New London, Connecticut, graduating its latest class of military officers. The event featured traditional ceremonial addresses focusing on maritime defense, search and rescue operations, and national security duties. The newly commissioned ensigns are scheduled to deploy immediately to various cutters and shore stations across the nation. Academy administrators highlighted the class's specialized training in emerging marine technologies and modern environmental enforcement protocols. In other national news, congressional midterm campaigns intensify following primary ousters. Political landscape adjustments accelerated across the United States following several high-profile primary defeats for incumbent representatives, including a prominent concession in Kentucky. Analysts note the latest voter turnouts demonstrate a shift in party dynamics ahead of the fall congressional elections. Campaign strategists from both major parties are re-collaborating their messaging to target key swing districts where leadership structures have shifted. National committees have begun shifting financial resources to newly certified candidates preparing for competitive general election matchups. And in our international news, moderate 5.9 magnitude earthquake strikes southern Japan. A magnitude 5.9 earthquake struck off the coast of southern Japan early today, according to data verified by the United States Geological Survey. The seismic event originated at a moderate depth, triggering automatic early warning alarms across adjacent coastal prefectures. Regional emergency agencies reported that no immediate tsunamis were generated, and regional nuclear power facilities reported normal operational baselines. Minor structural assessments are underway in communities near the epicenter, though no major casualties have been reported. And in other international news, Italy summons Israeli ambassador over Gaza aid flotilla activists. The Italian Foreign Minister or Ministry formally summoned the Israeli ambassador to protest the detention and treatment of international activists aboard a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. Italian officials demanded the immediate release of any of their nationals still being held in custody following the maritime interception. Concurrently, South Korean officials confirmed that two of their citizens have been released from Israeli detention after similar actions on the flotilla. The maritime incident continues to create diplomatic friction between Israel and multiple international governments whose citizens participated in the mission.
We have no obituaries to report at this time.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.